David Clark is an economist at Marquette University and a consultant for the Wisconsin Realtors Association, the group behind the report. He says while home sales were sluggish for most of 2009, the fourth quarter saw a nearly 26% jump from the same quarter in 2008. This uptick essentially made year-end totals the same for both years. Clark credits an $8,000 federal tax credit for first-time buyers for the spike. An extension of $6,500 for repeat buyers also got things rolling.
And that didn't get announced until the latter part of the year. So those who were participating in the initial program were under the impression that this was going to lapse if they did not get their closing in by the end of November. And so that pushed an awful lot of closings into October and early November, which certainly would have helped the fourth quarter numbers.
The report also says median home prices in Wisconsin fell 7.7%. But Clark says it's good to be shrewd with that figure.
It'd be nice to say, okay, median prices fell by 7.7%. That must mean that the same house I was interested in last year is now 7.7% less costly. Well, that's not necessarily the case. The home that sold last year was probably qualitatively a little bit bigger. Maybe it had a little more square footage than the home this year.
Clark says the fourth quarter upswing makes realtors upbeat about 2010. But he says jobs and consumer confidence also have to improve if things are to really pick up. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.